No. No, 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 not actually.
Sorry for the delay. So we'll start with attendance. The attendance question is squash.
Ice or snow.
What does that mean?
So like, or we could say
neither.
Favorite season is probably favorite season. Yes.
Senator Boyden.
Probably spring.
Senator Carlson Sadler.
I normally say fall, but I'm just very happy it's spring.
Senator Conroy. Senator Durbani.
Summer.
Senator Hammond.
Spring, because I love seeing everything come.
Senator King.
Spring, because my birthday's in spring.
Senator Leininger.
Early fall.
Senator Olson. Speaker Schugel.
Summer.
Senator Ruiz. Senator Johnson.
Spring.
Senator Menke. Senator Jorgensen. Senator Smarillo.
Anything but win.
Senator Williamson. Public Relations Chair Allen. Anderson, I'm sorry. Controller Arshad. Parliamentarian Barnes.
Spring.
Diversity Chair B. Oh my God. I'm sorry. We're working on this. Finance Chair Petros. Ombudsperson Doran. Student Academic Affairs Chair Concepcion. Technology Chair O'Neill.
Summer.
President-elect Villarreal.
Good.
President-elect Baca.
Summer.
Co-President Lamberty.
Fall.
President Alioscar.
Administrative Director Enki.
Summer.
Fall. And if you'd like me to recite Keats to Autumn, I'd be happy to do so for you.
Karen, we have
Summer.
With that, we have met the quorum. So approval of the minutes. Anybody has anything? None. Any comments? Is there anybody from the community who wishes to comment? Seeing none. We have Carol in there today with us. She's the head of campus safety. So if you guys have any for Carol, this is a good time to ask. Or Carol, if you have anything for a student center, like if you want
to
tell something.
I think primarily I'm here to talk about parking, or to answer to parking. My thoughts off the top of my head about parking is I am not in disagreement with anybody that we need more parking spaces on the north end of the campus. It's something that I'm all aware of. It's the students we had. I'm not the person that builds parking lots. And so I only get to manage the stalls that are already there. I don't get to create new stalls. So that is a conversation I've had many times about my do accounts and my adjustments over the years. We see about every red stall we can on the north side, and I would love for there to be. And one other thing that I'll tell you about in campus safety that got nothing to do with parking, but it's going to be a change. And so, we are helping getting the word out to students so that safe rides and community-based service and learning are going to begin sharing a vehicle. So they use theirs primarily during the day, and we use ours primarily at night. And it just means, as far as bus wise for the college, for us to share a vehicle instead of having two separate vehicles that we have a lot on. And so, not sure what the graphics are going to look like. Amy and I are talking about how we can make safe rides, and so I'll look at the van together. But I think initially there's going to be confusion, especially since we've been doing it during some of the colder weathers, is that Pride really isn't going to be running during the day, right? It's really going to be the community-based service moving van, and we will keep our normal hours, but I think initially some students might get the impression that we're trending the safe rides hours. So then I'm here to hear your comments or answer your questions about anything you can't believe it.
Thank you, Karen. Any questions for our guest? Yeah. Any concerns? Does it have to be parking?
With the transition to
for campus safety, we had a few incidents where people have complained about smoking on campus. Of course, if our officers see it, they've approached people and told them that we have transitioned to alcohol-free and for the most part have been compliant with them. We really encourage everybody to, like, if you see someone do it, you know, just approach them and explain that we have a policy. And we really haven't been asked to do a part of the test. We haven't gotten a ton of calls, some enforcement around it. Some citations have been issued, and, we have it's kind of like your bell curve. Very compliant ones that comply on their own, and then we have some that say, I'm going to do it. And they keep doing it, and they pay their citation. And so, those are less than anything on the state, but I really haven't thought of this, I haven't been doing it in the other state. Thank you.
Senator John.
Yeah, so one of the things we were talking about last week with President Bergman is how this upcoming class is already going to be roughly 30% of the upcoming class, meaning that a lot of seniors next year will be put off campus, and as I understand it right now, a lot of seniors who live off campus have trouble finding parking. And I know in the past you've done, like, yellow spots, but I was wondering what your plans for that problem.
Well, I don't foresee it as a large problem. I mean, when I came here 5 years ago, we had 300 students off campus, and we added computer. Those are the red rows that don't allow overnight parking in the stadium lot. Help with that, but it is what it is as far as some red cells. I ran some numbers this morning. We have those 58 commuter, what I consider commuter stalls, because it doesn't allow overnight. But total, we have 1,104 red parking spaces on campus. As of this morning, 1,019 permits have been sold. So we're still in good shape as far as.
Senator Boyd.
Yeah. So I guess. Especially during the winter months, that it can be dangerous. So I was kind of brainstorming if there's any way to put up overnight parking, back at the stadium parking for students who work off campus to go here. That's a possibility at all, or that there's logistics for that.
I think if we open that up and allow overnight in here, one, I wouldn't have any way of controlling who uses it. I couldn't come back down again. And then I think we would end up to the other question. And that's where the students that live off campus and come during the day, there's a solution for one, and that causes a challenge in another area. But it's much in any areas. And so, what I would encourage you to do is know that safe ride times from 7 p.m. to until 1 a.m. So, those students return to campus to be early in the parking lot. Safe ride van is available. Thank you for safety. We'll always get us. Shouldn't be an issue because there are ways that
you can. So I understand kind of a build up question off that. I know you quoted the term of being available and sold, but to my understanding that it's a thing that's never cool. So I was wondering, have you ever thought of this device hall or park lot first? So it in Aurelius, that one's the most popular lot. Aurelius residents for that year have first draw on if they would like the park that's so near my door. Just to kind of divvy it up where parking where we should.
Again, it would be difficult for me to know. These 50 vehicles are from Aurelius, and how does the 51st one isn't from Sorensen?
And so the idea is you start bigger schools, they have specific tags that mark for the lot. It's not a blanket red parking lot, it's mm-hmm. a tag that parks in this lot.
I think if our parking was more evenly distributed throughout mm-hmm. campus, that would be easier to do. But I could see where I'd end up with
how much would be.
I have to tell people in North, your closest parking lot then is maybe the only lot. Because there just isn't evenly distributed to be able to do that, the residents.
Okay, Ruiz.
So, going off of the computer, I would be for colorful sections. I understand that parking lot, but how they're avoiding the line. Oh, there's one of the we have to go for top level. I don't know. I feel like we just have to, as a center body, come on the shins that are going to be pouring over the.
As the previous speaker, you may not necessarily line the clothing parking lot. Please so say that the co-ed parking lot and the complex parking lot and the one in the middle were all red. Then the one by Pittman and the one by Story and the one by Yorling lot are all green. Then visitor parking lots are full or something. If you group them, then students are able to have specific permission to park in the location of their residence all roughly. So you don't have complex students in the Yorling lot because there's no.
And are you guys okay with somebody who was a Pittman parking sticker parking in the big lot, the co-ed lot, and they
come from their job off campus and they need to hurry up and the closest space to their academic building. Is that okay? I mean, just like, that's one of the realities that that system would implement.
I think that also sort of, I don't know what the situation is, but if I'm parking, I'm students allowed to park in those during all.
Yeah, I can't.
Then maybe kind of the situation close that, or students have to, you know, like, I don't know if that would be a change. You would know more about that.
I mean, I think it's difficult. I mean, I could have 8 different colors of permit and distribute them, but then you're really restricted to that lot, those lots. And so if you wanted to go visit your friend across campus, couldn't drive and park over there. If you wanted to visit your friend at a chapel view, you could send park up because you'll get to a fitness stall. And so I think, again, it presents other challenges.
I think if the Senate really feels strongly that that's the preferred system, I mean, you know, like 5 years ago, whatever it was, years ago, some amount of time ago, Student Senate came to Carol and said, hey, commuter parking, we don't think that we should have a specific color of parking for commuter students. They should just be in red wherever they can find a parking space, with the exception of the few overnight ones. You know, Carol heard that feedback from the students and changed the system. So, I mean, I don't think that it's, you know, the things that you're suggesting are impossible. You just have to really think through all the pieces, make an educated decision based on student feedback about who you're the most willing to piss off, who you're the least willing to piss off with regard to housing.
And I think it's easy if you're a complex resident this year, need a solution. But then next year, if you're a Southwest student, your own personal, you know, like desires or wants change with regards to parking, and now, oh, maybe that system was more beneficial when it was that for those in Southwest. So I just think thinking things through and knowing that, like tonight, I was walking over here and high school basketball happening, which is causing parking problems right now. And that is a middle-aged school kid and his father walking behind me, and even that kid said, geez, you think a college campus would have way better parking options than this. park like down by almost the middle school lot, right? And so, I mean, I think it's especially events cause challenges for us.
So just kind of tying back into that, I think the rationale and idea is many people that have 14 hours a day, it's they have their jobs. The idea is having spot tied to the lots close to your residence hall is to provide that you're walking across. People aren't typically driving to walk at that time, do something else to get to the place, but very early in the morning, late at night, and on that parking. That was to give a priority to off campus, to whatever is here. The remainder of the spots in any given lot, especially back, then would be offered up to any students that want to go. The lot needs to allow then anyone up there and cover those up, but prior should be to those that we partners.
I think some of the challenges with that is when is the deadline for saying you have your opportunity to buy this, and after the deadline, we're going to sell to the rest of campus? Actually, when we talk about, I mean, the amount of parking permits that we sell in January is pretty significant. The students that either didn't buy one in the fall, did abroad, they just wouldn't have those options then because the class would be stopped.
I think looking at that, we could try to think of the system, but again, it's that symmetry. I think we've got a majority of the entire year.
I'd also say that based on parking appeals that I get, the majority of them are during the day. Like almost every parking appeal I get, I was running late for class and I couldn't find a parking spot.
They wouldn't have that problem though if the lot they had a spot. That's the issue. The spot wouldn't have been full, so they couldn't spot.
But that spot may be by Pittman and they're going to class and back. That's where they want to park.
It might be a really cool thing for you to find out what Gusties think about it. Like, how could you create a comprehensive survey of student opinions and attitudes about parking to find out what the majority of Gusties, you know, like, experience with part of the parking needs?
I actually had a faculty member contact me about 3 weeks ago, and she does a class where that's what they do is surveys and solve problems through with data. And she has a group that wants to do one on parking and asked if there was any specific questions I wanted that group to ask. And I actually offered, I think you should talk to Haley. I think the Student Senate has a lot of questions that they maybe do want feedback on. So I tried to connect you two. I don't know how far in the project they are, but I will encourage that some more because I think there's a group out there waiting and willing to do that work for you.
Especially Doran.
What sort of redirecting our conversation? I know in the past, I don't recall exactly what the Student Senate has discussed. How do we
how can we best allocate parking? Because oftentimes there will be some students on campus who have their car on campus and the car sits in the lot the majority of the semester, but they just want it to like home every once in a while, something like that. Like, and they use it pretty much at the beginning and end. We're talking about possibly forget. Is there a lot that is like way out, like over where the one by the possibly having students park in that lot if they fall into that category of I really won't use my car, it's just here so I can go home, come back to school, and then having like shuttle service using like the bus or something during those beginning and end of semester times, or a safe rides option or something like that too, so that they don't have to walk all the way to that lot, but it still frees up some parking by moving those cars that are otherwise taking parking spots.
So like having them pay less for a permit to park in like a storage lot?
Yes.
Certainly something I'm willing to look into. I think the investment we have to invest in some things. When you put a lot of vehicles in a lot that not going to be traveled much, and that's how it's actually advertised and sold, you take the increased chance of vehicle break-ins and things like that. So I think we'd have to invest in, you know, like cameras and stuff like that, because I think if we say, hey, we have this big lot that's far out that is used for only at the beginning and the end of the semester, then I think
to figure out that lot out there is a nightmare. Like, I lived in Flex for 2 years, and it was just accepted I would have to park far away at times. That's just part of the dynamic. So,
and I think, like, one of our challenges right now is probably have lost, well, in bigger lots like that, maybe to stalls, just because the snow and the way people are working on maybe a stall and a half versus a single stall right now, that, you know, it probably does feel like a shortage right now. I'll also say that challenging, probably is causing us challenges with parking right now, that we have, you know, over 100 workers every day in the Mill building that we live in on campus. So, you know, I got 100 temporary permits out there as well. And I've tried to limit them so that our worry in the building lot. But it, you know, I would say that's probably putting up things on our part.
Going back to
having a regular spot even in today, I feel like that would reduce like the spend looking for us driving around and really already have to go even if
I think that students should think about that every day when they're doing that drive around. Right? So you come to campus at 10 o'clock, you wouldn't even bother looking in the big lot. Like, that's going to waste your time, right? And so I say, I'm going to automatically go to New Orleans because that's likely where I'm going to find a stall at 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, on those parking appeals that I see, like, I couldn't find a stall and I was running out of time. I was going to be late for my class. I'm like, why did you look for a stall in that lot? So, yeah, I think students now can.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like the spots that are closer to the academic hall, you're paid to go here. And also, possible to like, buy one, fall semester, buy another. just like, the price of the credit right now for the whole year is
divided by half.
Just church.
Okay, Joy gets it.
Yeah, so I'm in class right now, and one of the things we just discussed was the use of common spaces, like the status, and parking was the number one thing that we talked about. And so there are a lot of students outside of the Senate who are thinking about this issue, coming up with solutions, and they don't necessarily have the options with their solutions that they've come up with. So I think I'm just going to email you what we talked about in class and let you have some information that these new ideas can see.
That's great, and you all should know that whenever I speak to a student that was maybe even upset about a ticket they got or whatever, and they want to talk to someone about it, I really encourage them to go to their senator and share their thoughts and ideas, that those can pass through you and come back to me, because I do want them to have the voice, and you are that voice. I absolutely encourage you to send that to me.
So I really, really appreciate everybody sharing their ideas and thoughts. But I just want to remind you all that you all were elected by a specific constituent. Probably ask them as well, what they think, what they want, rather than what a specific senator, a specific anybody in this room wants. Because at the end of the day, we're representing the whole student body and not just the door.
Yeah, echoing here, I think that Carol mentioned earlier about with us, but even asking academics to reach out, I don't know the lead, but like help is one thing.
Is that cat dog?
Organizational behavior.
I think it's small. Kathy's dog. Do we have any final thoughts, questions, concerns, or?
Real quick, you can also tell us
else.
I just want to echo pretty to think, Chris, that getting in contact with your students is a really important issue. I think communication on this is the key. Is that you had mentioned previously, all of the safe rides is available a lot of hours in the evening. Also, I don't think a lot of students are aware that if their temperatures are very extreme for some reason, they don't really feel safe walking across campus in the dark. They can call campus safety office, and they're usually very, very accommodating and help you on this. So communicate that to your constituents when they come to you with concerns of safety. Also, if they have concerns, let them know that they have those comments or other ways to speak up. I would also encourage people, I've heard it repeated many times, that there's a safety problem. It's a safety problem. I have yet to hear one story of somebody being passed by or being assaulted on their walk across campus. And I'm not delegitimizing concerns. I'm just saying that if that is a problem, it would be really helpful to have people who have those experiences to speak up and come forward.
Well, I think we should thank her for coming into the session. Thank you for that. That we'll move on with the rest of the agenda. Next, we have budgets. First, we have theology club. All right.
So, the first of the budgets we reviewed last week and met with the finance committee is geology club. One of the club representatives is here and he can give a little read on the press board. But basically, in juncture with a budget we had just last week for EC, they are also part of the boards and spring. We're requesting some funds to put on the table and event as well as finance committee to put a recommendation that we need to make
sense. Anything to say?
I'm Alex. I'm the president of Geology Club. Well, usually what we do is we provide community outreach events throughout the spring semester, as well as recreational students. So these two events, Science on Saturday, we get together with the other students in Nobel, and kids from the community come in and do activities with us, same kind of thing, cover the outdoors, all those people down.
Then we open the floor for any questions for the finance chair or the club. Questions? If none, we can go in the discussion of the budget.
This budget is very low, and I think it does really good work for the community, and I think it makes the state look good. I think it makes our science department look good, and I think it will for kids to look good data. So I think this is a wonderful thing that the science department does.
Senator Carson said. Any more discussion? If not, we can move to the vote. All those in favor of approving the budget, say aye.
Aye.
All those who oppose, the abstentions, not budget. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome to stay if you want.
Wow.
Next, we have another budget.
Yes. Our second club that we reviewed a budget for last week is Ducks Unlimited. Much along the same lines as the club, they initially have budget and we have since separated in some budget. Once again, the finance committee's recommendation that Terry D. $100 requested amount to put on the discussion. Another club representative.
I'm Andrew Peters. I'm the president of Ducks Unlimited. It's got our banquet on Friday and a fundraiser that we do. The surrounding communities, and we raised roughly $20,000 to serve our wetlands, is what we do. That goes back and that gets put into major funds and major projects around this area. And for Discover the Outdoors, we wanted to purchase duck calls to teach the kids in the community a little bit about conservation of our wetlands and the importance of it, while also kind of giving them something to hold on to. So we're kind of and keeping their attention. Teach them how to blow some duck calls so we can get them into wildlife. We love to have advocates out there.
Oh, do you have any questions for the Ms. Roberta?
What's a duck call?
Duck call. So there's many types of ducks, and we are in part of the flyway zone is what it's called. So when they migrate from Canada and to the south, ducks come through here, and sportsmen are able to pass around here. And what it is you use a call to let them know that decoys bring them into the area, so we wouldn't have those opportunities if we didn't have any wetlands. Right?
Any more questions for the pilots that are the club?
The duck calls be a takeaway item.
Would be a takeaway. If they're blown into it, we're not going to let kids swap each other. So.
Any more questions?
Oh, wait, actually.
The door.
According to the bylaws, fun takeaway items, if they are for the body at large, or it couldn't be that, we are Ducks Unlimited and calls for only all someone else. But because it is for the community.
With that, we'll move in our discussion of the budget. Any discussion?
I think the budget is a great idea. We talk a lot about how we can improve sustainability efforts for this, but this is making good to the surrounding area, not just on Echoes, so it's a great idea and a way to help the community.
I agree with the previous speaker, but the Ducks Unlimited program is, this can come with it, do really good work that makes a huge impact, not just the area, actually, the government, and the state of it.
Any more further discussion? Ron will move to vote. All those in favor of approving the budget say aye.
Aye.
All those in opposed say nay. The abstention? Saying none, budget approved passes. Thank you for coming in. Next, we have some committee updates. As you know, our old health housing chair, Podka, just got elected as next year's co-president. So we needed to have a new health and housing chair. We think that Senator Sabrello will be a great fit for the position. She reached out to us. She applied, and then we went through the process. So, according to the bylaws, you have to approve Senator Sabrello to be our DO Health and Housing Chair. So, I would just yield the floor to Senator Sabrello to introduce yourself, but can you tell us why you want to do this position?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I am really passionate about the work that the Health and Housing does. Personally, a lot of charges to that committee. And knowing the Red Life Office, the way that having those missions, not only at CF, but also through a lot of musicals, where a couple of very important advisors, a lot of close, not only professional, but interpersonal relationships with the members of the office. So, then, additionally, I would love to do, especially this year, as center, I've heard so much coming from kids, coming from the admissions office and tour guides about our food and dining service. I would love to handle that, as well as health services and the heart that is done by the health chair.
Do you have any questions for our applicant?
Happy Monday. If you are approved as health and housing chair, what is one initiative that you'd like to do?
That's a really good question. I think that a big concern, especially during the winter, because it has two seasons, winter and construction, is waste. I know that there have been taken up with Senate, not only on the floor, but also where is that tabling tonight, about just ensuring that people are safe on the walkways. And I know I've honestly been on this panel the last few months. So I think that's something that I would really look into, winter safety and the maintenance of that, and how we as students are safe in the winter time, take cautionary measures too for our safety.
Any further questions for our president? Seeing none, we'll move to vote, but we'll ask you back to the back. We still have a discussion phase. Any discussion? What do people think? Dora?
I've known Maddie for a long time as a friend and also as sort of a peer, because we all bus together and we have worked together.
More discussion?
I agree with previous speakers. I think it's a position that takes a lot of drive and extra effort that we've seen in previous chairs, and so I think that she has the right getter attitude that I'm looking for.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, we can move So what? Is it empty or is it just okay? Do you have roll call?
No.
All those in favor of Federal Submitter to be our next health and housing check, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those who oppose, say nay. The abstentions, take that. So, anybody wants to, can you ask? And we have another committee update with the diversity committee. As you all know as well, that Senator Diversity Chair Habib resigned from her position. He got another candidate, Suyash. He is, yeah, he applied for this position. So, Suyash, again, same process. Do you have anything? Okay.
Hi, I'm Suyash Gupta. I'm a transfer junior here, so this is my first year at the Stavis. I'm a finance under the tax minor. I'm from India, so I'm pretty far from home. I get to go home a lot. I think I'm really excited to be a part of Senate. I've applied to Senate before, but unfortunately, I was kind of new. I didn't get to be a part of it. But I think I'm really excited for this position. And diversity chair, I think I would do a good job at it because I feel like I'm really good at connecting people. Even though it's my first year, I've connected with a lot of people, and I see some familiar faces right here, and I've also made a lot of friendships like this room. I feel like I'm a really good person with connecting, and getting relationships together. I think that I do that job.
Do we have any questions for Heather?
What do you consider to be the strengths and weaknesses of diversity as a broader issue at this
time? I feel like strengths are when you have diversity included, at your status, I see I think everybody is kind of it's not very diverse, so it's kind of less diverse. But I think the strength is when you bring people of different perspectives together, you have different needs. Speaking for myself, all my life I've traveled a lot, so I think diversity is not just thinking about people of different colors, it's also about people of different backgrounds, of ethnicities, of nationality. So I think I have traveled a lot of countries and I bring with myself opinions and perspectives from different backgrounds. So I think that's a really good strength with diversity. And some weaknesses that might come with it is you might have a lot of opinions speaking and against each other and have a lot of arguments and not arrive at that common point, I would say. Sometimes that might be a weakness.
I think those are both really good observations. What do you think is Davis's in terms of diversity,
where
do we need improvement?
I think the BLC is a good community, good committee that's going on right now and that really promotes diversity. So, and how we can do it better is promote a good collaboration with the Senate. I've heard about and just in social that we're trying to plan with the BLC. So I think that would be a good way to encourage people who are in BLC and also next year maybe come into Senate and make their opinions that way.
Period.
Almost. I was trying to think of whether I was done or not. I really appreciate that you brought up the issue of increasing collaboration between DLC and Senate and other areas of campus. Are there any other initiatives you'd like to bring into Senate? I know there's not much time left in the semester, but is there anything on your mind?
Looking at the Senate right now, I can see we are a pretty diverse Senate currently. So I think it can definitely improve. We can definitely improve on it. Some initiatives I would say our PR chair can help us advertising for the Senate positions next year, so that more people of different diverse backgrounds can help us apply to that position, and we have more competitive people who are applying for it. So I think that would be a good idea to deliver to that.
Okay. Any more questions? No, and we can ask you to step outside as well. Yes. Floor is open for any discussion, any comments, views.
I think Suyash is a very diverse because it's true he doesn't have to, but he is so willing to learn and to be in Senate. I think his drive for doing that will allow him to achieve.
Next, Director Odia.
Yeah, Suyash is a teammate of mine. He definitely has a gift for connecting with people, and I think that he's very motivated to the most of this opportunity.
Editor Carlson said.
That a lot of times in university we do think of skin color and ethnicity, instead it's really more about your background, your perspective, and really kind of take a more intersectional and thinking to diverse. diversity and really use that to force a campus. It'll change us kind of away from the stereotype that we usually do the job.
Further discussion. So what happened was these people reached out to us, and because of the fact that we are so deep into the position, deep into the spring semester, there's like only 9 weeks left. So if we would have opened the application for everybody, then everybody would have applied. They never have taken another week and a half. But we, as you know, Hampton Housing, their committee has always already is getting charged with stuff, and these people had short interest. They came up to us by themselves, and we thought it would be better if we just jumped to the end. Good question.
They just have to be approved by the
board.
Yeah.
Co-presidents bring forward a nominee, and then they approve, doesn't approve.
Question. There's nothing to discuss. We can move on to the vote. All those in favor of approving Suyasha, the Paris teacher, say aye.
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 All those who oppose, say nay. Abstentions? Seeing none.
Cute.
That was cute.
Then we have another committee update.
I have an update on behalf of diversity committee. I contacted Paul Matsky and getting a flag up from the Democratic Republic of Congo. And he said that that process hadn't been started because the Congo was not on the list of countries that he'd received Metro Myosin at the beginning of the year. But he thanked me for bringing that to his notice and he said that he will order one. And I'm planning to follow up with him that in a week.
Thank you.
Who's Jeff Jeremiah? Professor.
Jeff Anderson. It's Jeff.
Be Jeff Anderson?
Yeah.
One of the Jeffs.
And then we have another committee update from Ethics.
This is the dark blue is the best I could possibly do.
Hi everyone. Time for your favorite part of stuff. after the election, I'm required to tell you guys about the bylaw infractions that occurred during the presidential election.
Yes.
So the first thing that happened was Article 4, Section 3, Clause I. Postings in dormitory floors are limited to 10 flyers each with an area no greater than 93.5 square inches. Gives northern doors that are considered separate buildings. Voluntary placement of canning materials and private dormitory room doors are not considered things. Avenue only. And the other one that happened, Article 7. So the Constitution says, upon being granted consideration, the Senate shall publicize the amendment later than 2 weeks before the proposed amendment to be voted upon. And the proposed amendment will also be submitted to the Senate Advisor, Student Activities Office, and other relevant college offices. We forgot about that. But it got approved. Over 90% of the vote is up to us how we want to work that. Laws are broken, constitutional bylaws are broken once in a while to happen. I'm going to leave it up to Senate how they want that because it did happen, but again, the student body was overwhelmingly supportive. It didn't impact the at all. I will leave your
questions.
This question is what are our needs? We're not talking about it at all. Something that happens, that's an option. We could tell the student body, we are not obligated to tell the student body. We could send out the institutional to tell the student. There's a variety of paths we can take depending on how this year we
can. I think we should just impeach the ombudsperson. No, I'm kidding. Seems like pretty inconsequential, so I think we're probably good. Yield.
Thank you.
I would just like to mention that when I was tabling for the election last week, there were a few students who came up and asked about what this amendment was, and one section did like perfectly fine with it, and it made sense. So like, yeah, if I had the email been sent according to the constitution, then like just would have promoted like the a greater knowledge of it, but in the end it didn't really affect it because everybody that I talked to about it, once they knew what it was, they were quickly fine. I think the chat but really broke that field.
Speaker Shilva.
I would agree with the position of the House Senate the night is like
like it's important to respect our bylaws and constitution, but with something so inconsequential, an amendment to sort of clarify about the delegation of senators, I feel like the impact of it doesn't really justify a whole new or you know what could be an embarrassing thing again. So, like, the overwhelming support from both the student body in general and from the Senate, like no further action necessary.
I think that if
nothing is specifically stated in the Constitution or bylaws about required action that we need to take as a result of this. That I think it's fine, I would say it's fine to move forward, seeing that students were presented all the information to vote on the amendment in the actual ballot. So all the information about what the change is in there. And so even though it wasn't sufficient, as long as we're not required to change it, then I think that's what I would say. Basically, we didn't allow people to stop. In the flurry of
paying
for a co-presidential election.
That was an update. Thank you for the update. Someone. But if you want to do anything, we'd have to do it in the new business. So we're back on the agenda. There was a committee update. Anything from the old business that needs to discuss?
A few weeks ago, I asked editors to look into the box placement in their halls. Had anyone done that?
Good. Yeah.
Okay. Anyone hears anything about pizza boxes, please tell me.
Center.
Well, I know that I could just put some of like the little, not down the chutes, but just like the little thing. Just kind of on top around. So it's like scary things, not put them down the
chute. Moving forward, any, do you have any?
Stuff.
I have an update. Okay. We have connected with Jadanche about the sustainability and energy decrease across campus. I'm now on the email sustainability. I'm working with her on that to put the collaboration. Sparks was charged in the previous week. We've also worked on emailing Jim as well as Becky Bergman and the leaders of the House to hopefully let people come discover like, what we're working on collaboratively here on campus on sustainability. And then finally, we're also going to soon start working with the relations chair to hopefully use our social media to kind of let campus know what's going on and we'll try it out. And so we're covering all facets of our charging
program. Okay. Moving forward towards the new business, anything for the new business? The new business? Seeing no announcements. Anybody has anything going on? Nothing?
If you're a first year student, I can't encourage you enough. Sign up for the first year leadership conference, which is scheduled this Saturday, and just would really love to see all of the first year seminars meeting and attending. There's a link. You can, yeah.
Is there any president announcements?
I can't find it.
President.
First of all, thank you all for awesome questions to Carol Brewer. I would encourage you all to keep talking with constituents, and we can work on their survey or some type of thing with the class. That'd be awesome. I think today everybody did an awesome job with discussion, and I thank you all for that and just encourage you guys to keep reaching out to your constituents. And other than that, I have sweatshirts, so if anybody who has paid or has money, we can go down to the SC Den and get your sweatshirt. And then Asan and Trina are both on for the Relay for Life
and
Divide
and
the Face. So you guys should
be
on
the face. Wait, what?
And
Relay for Life,
Pie
in the Face.
And I think this week is the African week. So we would encourage you all to attend. Or they have put a lot of effort in putting up all these awesome events. So you should currently got at all those. So that's all I have. So.
So, as we just approved a new chair, get to do another election. Who wants the table? I'll send something out
for
I would just like to thank all the centers for encouraging people to vote because we had a really good voting turnout this year, and that we as well as the community could have a good turnout.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think this is the first meeting after the election, so big congrats to the new co-president-elects.
With that,
yes, sir.
Okay.